Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcast Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolutionary planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the science of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you'll be enabled to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to Deborah's Healing Kitchen with your host, author, speaker, and Miss Culinary Expert with Dr. Jewel Pukun's E-Cubed Medicine Professional Alliance, Miss Deborah Peak Haynes.
Welcome once again to Deborah's Healing Kitchen. I hope you all are ready to hear information that is going to help you in your life. And I am just really, really grateful for this wonderful, wonderful woman. Her name is Dr. Shirley Golden. I would just say that she is a holistic thinker, and she has a wonderful practice. And I will let her tell a little bit more about her practice and the type of doctor she is, because I want to make sure that you have a full understanding. And we have some wonderful questions that we need to ask her about our immune system. But first of all, Dr. Shirley Golden, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on Deborah's Healing Kitchen. So would you please give our listeners a little bit of background about the type of practice that you have?
I can do that. Thank you, Doctor. Excuse me. Again, Dr. Shirley Golden. And my practice is Doctor of Neuropathy, okay, or naturopathy, some people will say. And what that definition is, it's a system of alternative medicine based on the theory that diseases can be addressed successfully without the use of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
By techniques such as nutrition, exercise, and natural herbs to help the body heal itself. And naturopathy was the earliest known healing system on Earth. So we do, or try to do, a very good job of just taking you on a journey to wellness without the side effects of prescription.
And how long have you been
drugs.
Practicing this type of medicine?
Since 1994.
So just a little while, right?
A little while.
Right. And so, Dr. Golden, tell us some of the things that, you know, how do you address when people first come to you? And, of course, many people have not experienced this type of alternative medicine. So, you know, just take us on a quick journey of what you do when you first meet a patient that is in need of your services.
What we first do is we have an individual health information chart.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have them fill that out and tell us the type of prescriptions that they're on, what type of foods they intake, how much exercise they're getting, and how many eliminations. We have them fill out that information sheet. And then we have a symptoms and area of concern. And those are from A to Z. And we have them check all of those that apply to them that day. Once they have completed that, then at that point we consult with them. You know, of course, some of them, they will bring in prescriptions and things that they've been on for several years and they're wanting to try to get off of that.
Right.
At that point, that's when I make a recommendation for something alternative.
Right. Now, do you find that it's very difficult for people to shift their brains to think about, okay, I can actually have healing without the use of, you know, a lot of different medications?
Well, lately, they're not having so much difficulty. Actually, what they're doing now, they're coming, they're wanting to get off.
Right.
we have to let them make that decision. It's not our decision to make. And then they'll ask, can I get off this? Well, that cannot be my decision. It has to be yours. Well, they'll just go ahead and take themselves off. Now, if it's something that's very complicated in their health, of course, they can't just, like blood pressure, sugar, they can't just get off that medication. They have to wean themselves off. So there's a way that we can recommend alternative medicine along with that, taken about an hour, hour and a half after, and eventually the body will adapt.
Right, right. Well, you know, one of the things that I like about the type of practice you have is it looks at, you know, root causes, which many times we don't get to the root cause of, you know, why we are in the state we're in. So I really do appreciate that about this perspective on medicine. And I also, I tell people, I say, you know, God has many different ways of healing. You can't put him in a box and say he only operates this way or this way. God has given us so many different perspectives, but the whole point is healing. And at this time of year, you know, I think it would be great if we can talk a little bit about, you know, your immune system and things that you can do to boost the immune system so we don't find ourselves being in a state of dis-ease.
Right. Okay. Usually the immune system is weakened by several things. It can be by parasites. It could be poor nutrition, or it could be something viral, or it could be toxins that have been in the body for a long period of time. Sometimes just from insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
Your body naturally heals itself from 10:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why people that work those night shifts, they have health challenges because the body has to heal during those times. That's how God created it.
Right.
Even
right.
Laughter is good for the immune system.
Mm.
That's why people that are very negative, they have lots of health problems because they hardly ever laugh.
Right, right.
And of course, lots of fruits and vegetables always, preferably if it's in the budget, organic fruits and vegetables.
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. And, you know, you just said something that I think is a key point about, you know, your immune system really responds to your emotional state.
It does. It
and,
really does.
You know, and I just want to share this with you and the listeners. A couple of times I had something that happened to me that was extremely sad. And I remember it was during the winter season, and I was so sad and I couldn't shake it. I got sick. Got a fever and on and on and on. And I had to really think about, wait a minute, now why am I so sick? And I had to go back and look at that particular thing that happened in my life that really made me sad.
Yes.
And that really attacked my immune system. So I think, you know, the stress of the holidays sometimes can really attack people's immune system. What do you think about that?
I think you're right. Stress can really affect the immune system immensely. And a lot of people don't realize that. And some of the results from that weakened immune system, it could be allergies.
Mm.
It could be stress,
mm-hmm.
colds, coughs, fever, flu, anything that attacks that body that's foreign, it's going to weaken that immune system.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
there are people that go through divorce, and then suddenly they just get sick, and they don't. The doctor can't find what's wrong with them. Well, because their immune system is weakened.
Right.
So that's why it's so important for us to keep our emotions intact, keep laughing and stay happy, and avoid those things that cause us to be sad.
Right.
It will
right.
affect your immune system.
Right. And, you know, I want to get your input on this, because we had a conversation previously about as women, how we try to take care of everyone else and then we come last.
There you go.
And so, what do you think about the whole phenomenon of cardiac disease as it relates to particularly black women? Because, you know, we really have held down a whole lot over many, many,
yes.
many years. And
yes,
so,
we have.
You know, heartbreak, I think you can also look at that as, you know, your cardiovascular system and how that responds. So what do you think about that?
Well, anything that attacks that immune system, of course, it's going to relate to the heart also. It really will. It's going to make that heart weak because, you know, that heart is trying to, that's what's keeping us alive, you know?
Right, right.
I mean,
but we don't think about
that,
it like that.
No, we don't. It's pumping that blood. And the healing is in the blood. So if the immune system is compromised, then it's going to weaken the heart. That whole system is just going to be off kilter.
Right, right. Well, you know what, you know, as a believer, you know, a woman of faith, as a believer, when you say healing is in the blood, now that's a whole, we can really go into that. But, you know, healing is in the blood.
That's another sermon, right?
Right, exactly.
It is.
Healing
yeah,
is in the blood.
It really is.
Right.
And that heart is what's pumping that blood.
Right, right. And so if our organs don't get the blood or the nutrition and the oxygen in the blood, then we are working on a deficit.
There you go.
Yes,
right.
Yes. So can you give us a few practical tips of, like, the types of things you like to use just to help people boost the immune system when they find themselves in stress or, you know, it's just they've, you know, just having a hard time as far as getting a grip on their health?
I can do that. And my number one that I really, after all my years of study, that I've learned that really works good for just everyone, whether it's children, men, women, is called echinacea.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular supplement will produce T cells. And then we even have the liquid for the, you know, the infant, if they're
right.
needing it. That's the number one. And what I like to recommend is about the 15th of October, at least by the 1st of November, start taking that supplement because it will prevent you from getting all those, you know, weakened immune system from the allergies, colds, the flu, and all that. And one little thing I want to interject here, Doctor, is that when God created the herbs, he created those to prevent sickness.
Mm.
But what we tend to do, we wait until we're sick.
Right.
Then we want to start taking something. If you start taking that about the 15th of October through the 15th of November, you'll probably prevent yourself from getting colds and flus. Of course, there's several. That's just the number one that I like to recommend.
Right.
There's another one that's called colostrum. Colostrum really helps to build that immune system very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does it work a little quicker than echinacea sometimes?
Well, it's a little bit different stuff. The echinacea will, if the red blood cells are low or the white blood cells, it builds up that blood count.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the colostrum will go in and just stimulate that immune system.
Okay. And this is something we can get, you know, we can get this readily many different places, correct?
Yes. You can also get it through me. Yeah, you can get it wherever.
Wonderful, wonderful. So
yeah.
You have echinacea, colostrum, and do you have another herb that you like to?
I'd like to also recommend probiotics because the probiotics will go in and put the friendly flora in that lower intestine, which helps keep that immune system built up too. You want to continue probiotics several. You don't just do that when you're sick. Just kind of take it several times during the year.
Would you take probiotics every week, every other day, or does it depend on, like, if you're going through stress, you might take them more than normal?
It depends on what your schedule is. Me, because I'm exposed to a lot of sick people, I take probiotics every day.
Okay.
But most people wouldn't need to take them every day, but it's not going to harm you.
Right.
It's just going to create a healthy body.
Right, right. Excellent.
And also there's one called Colloidal Silver, or depending on the company, it's called Silver Shield.
Right.
That will kill viral things or bacteria, either or. It's a natural liquid antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another one that will help you through the season.
Okay, well, that's really good. I mean, you have echinacea, colostrum, probiotics, and the silver or the silver shield. I mean, that to me is great information that, you know, most people can implement. So do you find, do any of these have adverse effects on some medications?
They do not. They're all natural.
Isn't that awesome?
That's really awesome. Yeah, there would not be any at all.
Well, that is really, really awesome. And now you talked about sleep, which I know in our society that's something that we always need to work on. And we don't typically get enough. But do you also like to use any type of essential oils as far as, you know, your nervous system and those types of things for people that are having emotional issues?
Especially for sleep,
mm-hmm.
even with infants or adults, I highly recommend lavender oil to put on your temples and just
mm-hmm.
rub it across your nose and put it on the arch of your feet.
Oh, the arch of the feet, okay.
Yes, that's where you want to apply it at night when you're going to bed, and you will sleep throughout the night without any interruptions. You should.
Wow. So how many drops typically on the arch of the foot?
Usually 3 on each foot. Now, here's the other thing, doctor. You want to be careful about which oil you choose, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to mention name brands, you know, on our
I understand.
Recording here. If someone wants to know, they can call me personally, and I can advise them. Because there are some oils out there that are toxic. For example, I had a friend that his wife had breast cancer. Well, someone told him, just go get your frankincense oil and apply it to your wife's breast, and it'll help her. Well, he went and bought some oil that was $15, and he started applying that to his wife's breast, and it just burnt her.
Oh, no.
That was not a food-grade oil. So you need to be advised by a health practitioner when you start to purchase oils and any type of supplements.
Right.
Because there's a word called quality, so that, you know, that applies to supplements and also oils.
Right.
So you want to stay within that quality range and not just go buy something because it has a name on it.
Right. I think that is really excellent information because a lot of times people don't think about the company and the quality controls that certain companies have or do not have, and that can impact, you know, what you're purchasing. So when people come to you, you can give them, okay, this particular company has high quality and things of that nature, correct?
Correct.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we really need to make sure that we are staying abreast of that. And, you know, people have good intentions, but if you don't have the knowledge, you may not get the benefit that you're really needing and, you know, and wanting for yourself or your loved one. So now in your practice, I know people can come and see you, you know, physically, but also are you able to do phone consultations?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I just did 2 yesterday. One was in Joliet, Illinois, and the other one was in Las Vegas. Yeah, I do
mm-hmm.
phone consultations.
And are you able to get results just from, you know, having those conversations on the phone with people that can't physically get to you?
Oh, yes, we do. And then I just ship the product right to them the same day.
Oh, that's awesome. That is
whatever
awesome.
I recommend, yes.
So this is a question I'm just curious. Do you find that there's been, in the last maybe 5-10 years, there's been more African-American women that have decided to go into your type of practice?
I have. And there are still some that are wanting to go into that. They're telling me all the time.
Well, that's good
and
to
some
know.
Have said, I've been wanting to do this for years. How do I do it? So then I just guide them. Yeah, there's many that are wanting to do that.
Awesome. And, you know, well, you said something earlier about how people are much more open now, because I think people are tired of being sick and tired of, you know, being on a medication for so many years, and you just get sicker and sicker. So people are looking for ways of turning around their health. So
yes,
I think that's really helpful.
And they're wanting a quality life.
Right.
Too.
Right.
And I just know, according to the word, God put the herbs on earth so that we could have a quality life and we could be healed. And I tell people, God put the herbs here, but don't take the herbal supplements without putting prayer on it.
Right.
You know, you still need to pray for your healing.
Right.
God, like you said earlier, he's given us many means of getting healed, but we still need to pray to him.
Right, right.
Don't omit the prayer.
Exactly, exactly. You're right, because we live in a physical and spiritual world.
Absolutely.
So we have to understand that. Well, you know, before we conclude this wonderful conversation, could you give us one or two tips on things that help our energy? Because, you know, people are running around and have a lot of things that they're doing in parties and celebrations. So can you give us a couple of things we can do for our energy?
Well, one of the things that I highly recommend is ginseng. And
okay.
You can get ginseng in many forms. You can get it in little vials. You can get it in capsule form. Or you can even get it in tea.
Mm-hmm.
But that is one of the things that is I highly recommend. And it's, you know, a natural supplement. And there's no side effects.
Mm, okay.
Any form of ginseng, really. And then there's mushrooms, one particularly that's called cordachi. It helps with fatigue, you know, and just low energy.
Can you tell us how to spell that one?
C-O-R, as in rabbit, D-I-C-H-I, cordachi.
Okay, okay, and that's a mushroom.
Yeah, that helps with chronic fatigue.
Wonderful.
Yeah. One thing I'd like to add, doctor, sometimes when you have low energy, it could be your liver.
Right.
So you might want to do a liver supplement, and there are several out here that we can do.
Well, that's
sometimes it's toxins in your body, and your liver is not able to fight off all the toxins that we have put in there. So just nourish that liver also along with the ginseng, and you should be good with your energy level.
Oh, one last question. One last question about the liver. Is it good to eat apples and fresh lemon juice for your liver?
Yes, it is.
And I'm sorry, you were going to tell us one other thing?
Well, I was going to say, the old standby that we've been doing for years is a real good source of B12.
Mm, right.
But you do want to start with that liver first. Make sure your liver enzymes are where they should be.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Dr. Golden, this has been a wealth of knowledge, and it's helped me, and I will implement some of what you said during this time so I can help, you know, keep my immune system intact. But please let the listeners know, how can they get in touch with you if they're interested in a phone consultation?
Okay. They can call me at this number. I'll give them two numbers. Area code 405-408-6979.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call me at the clinic, which is area code 405-736-1030. Of course, those hours are 10 a.m. to 6, Monday through Friday.
And is that Central Time?
Central Time, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The first number I gave you, that's a mobile number. That's a 24/7 number. So that number's with me all the time.
Wonderful. But remember, you cannot call her when she's supposed to be asleep. You know?
That's true.
You need your
my
rest.
Body is, my body is healing, so don't call me.
Right. Exactly. Well, I really appreciate this conversation, and I really do hope that we have it again in the very near future. And I pray that you have a wonderful holiday season so you can enjoy
it
with your family and friends. And thank you all for listening again to Deborah's Healing Kitchen. Please go to my website. It's Deborah, DebraPeekHaynes.com. You can join me in a membership, and for that, you will find that we will be able to communicate on a more consistent basis. And I have some wonderful things I would like to do for people that want to join the membership on my website. So I look forward to hearing from you in the near future. Again, go to DebraPeekHaynes.com and listen again next week for Deborah's Healing Kitchen, and we will give you more information so you can live a better quality of life. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcast Frequency. Join Deborah Peek Haynes here each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Jewel Network. Hosted by thejewelnetwork.com, equalmedicine.com, and deborahshealingkitchen.com. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact Ms. Deborah, please send your email to deborahpkaynes@juis.education or follow us on Facebook at Deborah's Healing Kitchen. Thank you.